We're not going to wade into the Thanksgiving cranberry sauce debate. You know, fresh or canned. It's fresh. But this story is instead about the Tannersville Cranberry Bog, a relic of the Ice Age. It's one of only two natural formations like it in Pennsylvania. October 22nd was Bog Day, a chance to celebrate the National Natural Landmark in Monroe County. And WVIA's Kat Bolus was there.
If we're standing here 13,000 years ago, best estimate by scientists, we're standing on top of a big, huge bedrock slab. No trees in sight. Big lake down below us with icebergs or ice floating around in it. And maybe mastodons and woolly mammoths and saber-toothed cats walking by.
That's Roger Spotts. He's the Environmental Education Coordinator for the Monroe County Conservation District. Spots is leading a group from the wooded area surrounding the rare wetland to a boardwalk that floats through the bog. The Tannersville Bog formed from a glacier that moves south from Canada. Over thousands of years, the thawing ice and snow created the big bowl.
The water into a bog is always precipitation. The water out is evaporation.
The glacier picked up plants as it moved south. As it began to melt, their seeds dropped. Sphagnum moss was the first to grow. For thousands of years, dead vegetation has sunk below the bog's living layer. It's 60 feet deep in the center. It doesn't decompose. The dead plants create acidity.
And only certain plants can tolerate that.
Spots pointed out the marquee plant of the bog.
A pitcher plant only found in bogs. Very rare in Pennsylvania.
The carnivorous plants look like a clump of green leaves with red lines growing out of the moss. Raymond Molesky is chair of the management committee for the Tannersville Cranberry Bog Preserve. Over the last 14 years, they've been cutting back denser vegetation to reestablish the habitats of some rare plants.
We've had orchids that haven't been seen since the 1950s now reappearing and blooming.
Animals like the bog, too. Bobcats use the boardwalk. Spot says they don't like to get their feet wet. Bears chow down on the super tart cranberries that sprout on little vines closer to the bog's green surface.
When the bear comes in, he'll flatten this whole area out. He'll just lay down and slurp them out.
The Nature Conservancy purchased the bog in 1957. Since then, the nonprofit has been preserving the land around it. The bog is closed off to the public, but guided walks are available weekly. Reporting from Tannersville, I'm Kat Bolus.